Compared to many cities, Corvallis's downtown seems to be thriving. Downtown Association Executive Director Joan Wessel says the vacancy rate is almost non-existent. So where are the vacant storefronts?
We have very few vacant storefronts in downtown Corvallis.
There's one right there.
Okay. That is currently being converted to a wine bar.
There's an unusual range of businesses: furniture store, hardware store, shoe repair shop, bookstores, galleries, cafes, brew pubs, boutiques, and an indie movie house.
I feel like we have a lovely mix of businesses in our downtown.
For many years, Corvallis turned its back on the Willamette River. Now there's Riverfront Park, with a baby grand piano that anyone is welcome to play, and play they do. Next to the park, a hotel is under construction. Why is downtown Corvallis thriving?
Pure luck, being 10 miles from the freeway.
Businessman Rich Melhoff says cities near freeways tend to have malls. Corvallis does not, although the builders of the Heritage Mall considered it before deciding to locate in Albany. Corvallis is one of the few remaining small West Coast cities to have a men's shop, Melhoff's. They still sell suits and sport coats, though not like in the 70s.
I had two tailors full-time and one tailor part-time. Now that's not necessary. I can have one tailor 2 days a week, and that's taking care of it.
Sales of sportswear have helped fill the gap. Being in walking distance of Oregon State University also helps the area. Historic brick and cast iron buildings give downtown some of its atmosphere. History buff Ted Cox of the Old World Deli says before the late 1800s, it was all wood.
Corvallis had major fires in the 1860s, 1870s, where big swaths of downtown burned. So the big thing was to get fire insurance.
The fire insurers insisted on brick. Many of those historic buildings were demolished, but some now house stores, and there are artist studios that are open to the public on the Downtown Arts Walk, the third Thursday of the month. There, you're likely to find guitarist Berto Boyd playing in artist Jeff Hess's studio. In hundreds of comments from the city's visioning project, residents cite a few problems. Homelessness is definitely an issue downtown, and there is some concern that rents will rise and squeeze out some of the independent businesses, although the city says that has not happened yet. City Council President Penny York says the overwhelming feeling is positive.
People like to shop at places that are owned by folks that they know, or friends of friends. They may know the people who work there, know the people who own the shop. I think that's an important value in Corvallis.
Places like Burst's Chocolates.
I would like to order two of your mocha truffles, please.
Okay. It's one of the oldest, founded in 1938 by a Dust Bowl refugee, Mrs. Burst. One of the newest is the restaurant Bellhop, opened in June by Brian Parks. What are you making?
I'm slicing some green onions that will just be basically a topping. We put them in a fine olive oil, and then they'll go on our soup for the day.
And business is brisk.
It's become so much more alive. Downtown wasn't a place that people hung out so much, but now it's busy all week. Monday nights are one of our busier nights, and I would have never predicted that.
Parks says he sources most of his ingredients locally, with produce coming from the farmer's market right down the street. In downtown Corvallis, I'm Jacob Lewin, KLCC News.